Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and today I'm going to talk all about the health benefits of a game of ball toss. Now, you might be thinking, I'm a little strange. I'm always talking about mobility and movement and things of that nature, but I've got to tell you, it is huge. And this episode kind of piggybacks off of my previous episode where I'm talking about ways to release your muscles and get blood flow moving to the area so that you've got fluid movement. But another big component is if we get all those muscles and joints moving, we got to do something with them. And I love a good game of ball toss, or a good game of just, you know, running around and good old-fashioned kid play. Now, when's the last time you actually did get out and throw a ball back and forth with somebody? When you think about that. For those of you with kids, it might not have been that long ago. But those of us who don't have kids, it's something that, gosh, prior to my last vacation, I don't remember the last time I went back and forth throwing a ball. I do throw a ball for my golden retriever once in a while, but he's a golden, not a retriever, and it's not that much fun. And he can't throw the ball back to me, so there you have it. So one of the big things to think about here with ball toss. Now, it helps you with your mobility because you're moving and you're throwing, but also it's super fun and it can drop stress levels immediately because you're channeling your inner kiddo. And I just love the concept of playing. And I think adults, we get stuck in this pattern of, oh, I'm too cool, I can't play, oh, I can't do this. But realistically, the more time that you spend just focusing on throwing a ball to someone else, making sure that you're not throwing it short, making sure that you're at least getting it, you know, up in the air, this distracts your brain. It gives your brain something absolutely new to think about and can be quite therapeutic. Now, the other way that this can be absolutely therapeutic, and I have to give a disclaimer here because it's, I don't want anyone getting hurt, but my husband and I recently went on a vacation, and at night when we were swimming in the pool of the hotel, we noticed that there was this little ball off to the side that was abandoned. So I did not steal this ball from any kid. And we took the ball and we started throwing it back and forth. It was like this neoprene kind of outside of the ball and this gel on the inside of the ball, and it said Wave Runner Ball on the outside of it. Now, we noticed there were a bunch of kids in the pool of our hotel that were throwing this ball back and forth every single day since we had been there. And we noticed that it skipped on the water pretty nicely. And we're like, wow, that's a really cool ball. And so anyway, to my husband's delight, we've got this ball and he's like, wow, this thing's really cool. Let's try it out. So we start throwing it back and forth. And you know, it's just kind of a game of ball toss, which is kind of fun. You know, we haven't thrown a ball to each other back and forth since our days of probably when we first started dating and going camping. So anyway, we're throwing this ball. Well, we discover how it skips and we're kind of figuring out the whole skip pattern, which at this point we're laughing. I'm having fun. I'm jumping in the pool to catch the ball, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And so I'm getting a little workout. I'm having fun. And then we discover that you can skip this ball just right to whack someone in the forehead, which my husband successfully did in a quick amount of time. That little bugger. So now that we know that you can skip this ball just correctly and whack people in the head or the side of the head, we've now discovered that this whole ball toss game has a whole nother level of fun to it. Now, public service announcement again, I'm not trying to say that it's a good idea to whack people in the head or cause any bodily harm. However, counting a few points out of, you know, whacking someone in the head is quite fun and it takes out a little bit of frustration. Now, I digress. Yes, that is fun. And yes, we did play that game back and forth. And by the way, my husband did win. I think he had about 8 points by the end of our 12-day vacation. So he is the winner. But the thing to keep in mind about this is not necessarily seeing how you can whack each other in the head. It's more that throwing the ball, there's a game to it, right? You can see how far you can throw it. You can see how it skips in particular. You can throw it different ways to see what happens. And this is helping you with the amount of movement of your arm. Now, I liken it to thinking a lot about if you had a flat rock and you were skipping rocks. Anyone out there skipped rocks before? It's kind of fun. And it's frustrating too because you're like, man, I missed that one. I didn't get four skips this time. So this wave runner ball can skip like a million times. Then if you add going from the pool out to the ocean, way cool how many times it can skip. And then you can jump and try to catch it if you bounce it off a wave. So now you've just created an even better game. So it's just something to keep in mind in terms of how these games can turn into more creativity on your end. Now, I highly recommend checking out the Wave Runner Ball. It's quite cool. It's like 10 bucks at the most online on Amazon. So go check that out. I put it in my resources section. I'm like amazed by this ball. It's quite fun. So go check it out. It also confuses dogs as well, and then it becomes an even more fun game. But if you have a golden retriever who's more of a golden than a retriever, you should probably not let them have it too much. Okay. Now, hula hoops. When's the last time you hula hooped? I also got a hold of a hula hoop on a vacation and had a fabulous time with the hula hoop. No, there was not alcohol involved, believe it or not. You might be thinking that. But no, these are the types of things that we use when we're kids and then forget about. Hula hooping gets us to use our hips. A lot of us are so tight-hipped. If you listen to my previous episode, I was talking about how we're tight-butted, and that's what causes a lot of problems with our back and causes a lot of problems with us walking improperly. Well, hula hoops release our pelvic tension and our butt tension. So something to consider in terms of mobility using child's play. I absolutely love the hula hoop. So if you haven't hula hooped in forever and you have chronic back pain, now's the time to check that sucker out. All right, there's another thing called a BOSU ball. Don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's like a mobility ball on the bottom, or like an exercise ball on the bottom, and then the top of it has this plastic black flat platform, and it's meant to balance. And so it becomes a game of balance. And one of the things that I absolutely love to do with a BOSU ball is throw a ball back and forth while standing on a BOSU ball. So it adds a whole nother level of difficulty. Now, you might be noticing that there's a theme here. And the theme here is using your creativity, channeling your inner kiddo to take these items and have a workout, but have fun with them. I've had some fabulous times on a BOSU ball, literally standing on there balancing and trying to play a game of ball, whether I'm tossing a ball like the Wave Runner ball or whether I was using a exercise ball and throwing it back and forth. It adds a whole nother level of difficulty, but it's super fun and it's helping you to engage your core. And it's also helping you with mobility because you're sliding back and forth, kind of like using your hips back and forth and your knees to help you to balance. So check out BOSU ball. I put a link to that at the end of this episode. Another oldie but goodie is a jump rope. Now in CrossFit, it's all the rage. We got to do these things called double unders in our workouts. Oh, yikes. Double unders. Yeah. Lovely stuff. But just plain old jump ropes are totally fun. And a lot of us have forgot about the fun that you could have with jump ropes. And also the amazing exercise. Like 1 to 2 minutes of jump roping is incredible for your heart. And even if you do 1 or 2 just sustained minutes of just jumping with the jump rope, you'll get quite a good exercise burn. You're also going to get your calves working. You're going to get your glute muscles working, your hamstrings. It's like a great lower body workout. And it helps with maintaining your mobility. Now, you're also going to be using your wrists a little bit there and moving them around. It's great stuff. And something I highly recommend, channeling your inner kiddo once again and playing with the jump rope. If you get good at it, you can go forward, you can go backward, you can go side to side with a jump rope. That's even more fun. And if you're a CrossFitter, you could do double unders. Ugh. Okay. What about hopscotch? Let's move on. Anybody played hopscotch recently? Has anyone been to a park near their house and seen a hopscotch area? So I have a park by my house that's really quite amazing. It's got swings, it's got a jungle gym, it's got a hopscotch area. And my husband and I have a little guilty pleasure to go there in the evening, because of course we can't have kids see us, that would be inappropriate, right? But we'll go there, you know, after dark, most evenings, and we'll play around on the jungle gym, we'll go on the swing, and we'll go to the hopscotch and just hop around. And it's kind of like a little circuit,
And you might be thinking that we're absolutely nuts right now, but honestly, it's so much fun. I've never laughed that much in my life because I'm channeling my inner kid. Because a lot of times, I mean, I think as adults, we just think we have to be these really, uptight, I'm too cool kind of people. And I've decided that I'm over that. And I think you should too, because you know what? Being a kid, you never see a kid walking around complaining about how their butt hurts, their back hurts, their knees hurt, this hurts, that hurts, and that it's old age. No, they're having fun. They're not even thinking about that. And they're not stressed out. So here's the thing. One of the best stress relieving techniques is having fun and laughing. And I guarantee if you try to go play hopscotch, and you don't even have to play the game, you just jump on one leg. So we're working on balance here, by the way. You're jumping on one leg, moving through these squares, and do it however you want. Honestly, you'll get a little smile to your face. Maybe the first time you're going to be like, this is so awkward. But by the third time, I'm guaranteeing you're having fun, especially if you get someone else to do it with you. And then you go around in a circle with that, and maybe you go on the swing. When's the last time you've been swinging? So let's think about that in terms of swings. When you've been swinging, oh my gosh, someone out there is probably going, yeah, no. I mean a swing set. I mean at a school. I do not mean the other thought of swinging. So when you are on a swing set and you're at a park, what you're doing is, I mean, you're using your biceps, your triceps, you're even using your core and your hamstrings and quads to a point to get yourself swinging. Now, I do not recommend jumping off the swing. Please don't do that as an adult. That's, even as a kid, that's bad. Just don't do it. Too many injuries. But getting swinging going, I mean, it's a great workout and it's a great mobility workout for yourself. So I highly recommend getting on a swing and swinging back and forth a little bit. Even if you do like 10 minutes, rotate that with the hopscotch and then go play in the jungle gym. Try to see if you can do a pull-up. See if you can do the monkey bars. All that stuff is there. Yes, we think about it like for kids, but honestly, are there rules that say that adults can't use those? Heck no. And why did we stop using them? I don't know. And so my big mission for my husband and myself is to continue our little guilty pleasure and at least get over to the park and play at least 2-3 times a week. I highly encourage you to find a park by your house that has a really cool playground and try it out. Seriously, you won't regret it. Plus, you'll probably laugh. You'll probably feel like, whoa, I can't imagine myself doing these things. And perhaps maybe some of the things are hard to do. That might be a wake-up call, but that's okay. Stick with it. You can keep going back over and over again. The most important thing, though, is to think about how much fun you have and kind of channel your inner kid. And I know for a lot of us, this is hard to do. Because either we feel like we're adults and that's kids' play and we left that far behind. But honestly, for longevity, for happiness, really part of the root of the problem that a lot of us have is that we have left our childhood behind. And trying to be an adult all the time is hard and not that much fun. And so I think that you might feel better in terms of stress-wise, in terms of mobility-wise, and in terms of physical fitness-wise, hanging out in the park a little bit. Or grab a wave runner ball, check out a hula hoop or a BOSU ball, or grab a jump rope. Actually, one of our other little guilty pleasures over at this park by my house is that the kids sometimes leave jump ropes out, and that becomes really fun. So we'll have jump rope challenges too some nights. But, you know, maybe your park will have that and you can get a score like that too. So I highly encourage you to hunch around your neighborhood where you live and see if there's a great park, because above all else, this child's play is what is huge for us to reduce our stress levels, because it takes us out of all the seriousness in life for even a couple of minutes just to focus on playing. And gosh, even just 5 minutes of stress relaxation can lead to just an overall better outlook, even better sleep. And part of why my husband and I started doing our little park little jaunts is, yes, because our dog needed a little bit more of a walk, but also because we find that we sleep so much better after we go out and play around like kids. And you can imagine when you were younger and you played outside and got some good fresh air and you came inside from a long day playing, you're pretty exhausted. And so imagine the benefits of that too, but also just getting out of that awful daily grind of being a serious adult. It's not worth it.
So get out there and break some social rules. Go play in a park. Throw a ball. Maybe, you know, if it helps, play one with the Wave Runner ball and pretend, you know, you can whack somebody in the head with it. Just kidding. Don't do that. Just my husband and I are allowed to do that. I don't want anybody suing me for Wave Runner ball mishaps. But just consider some absolute good old-fashioned fun. Now, another thing that I would recommend in this case is if you don't have a park, maybe, you know, because some, let's face it, some people don't have parks near them. One of the other ways is to work on mobility and work on youthfulness by playing in your basement or even in your living room. A lot of times we don't even think about the fact that we could free dance. And by that, I mean, turn on the music and jump around your house for a little bit. Like, if no one else is home, do it. If you're embarrassed and you don't want someone else to see you, you'll get a great smile on your face. Same thing with the bear crawl. Crawling around, if you have a dog or you have kids, crawling around and chasing them, honestly, it's good for your mobility. It's great for caloric burn, but it's also fun. And so oftentimes I will chase my dog around and I'll be doing the bear crawl around chasing him. He loves it. Something to consider. Now, another biggie is if you're kind of wanting to ease into this and you're like, I don't know if I can be a kid again, I'm too serious. Well, consider trying some stuff out on vacation. Nobody knows you there. Doesn't matter if you act like a complete kiddo. Hey, why not? If you're on a beach vacay, for example, like I was talking about how my husband and I were playing with that Wave Runner ball, you could do something like that. But also, if there's somewhere that has waves, water and waves can be an absolute fun time. Now, of course, if you can't swim, please don't do that. But if you are cool with swimming and you like the ocean and are not afraid of the creepy crawlies that are in there, now, waves and jumping in waves and then smashing yourself into the waves is absolutely fun, and I'm pretty much sure can burn a decent amount of calories, but also is great for overall mobility. Now, a lot of adults, I'll see the adults at the, you know, when we go to certain places and these adults get out there and they're on rafts kind of floating around out in the water if it's tame. But if there's waves, you usually don't see too many adults out there, but you see all the kids out there. So, what am I thinking here? Follow kids around. Now, I don't mean creeper style because that's kind of weird. But if you're having trouble kind of figuring out like what might be fun, just watch what kids do. Go back to what they're doing and seriously jump right in there and have just as much fun as them. In fact, on our last vacation, there were a bunch of kids off to the side while my husband and I were sitting in a bar, of course, at the beach watching these kids jumping into the waves. And we both looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, that looks like so much fun. When's the last time we did that? Well, last time we went to Lake Michigan, which was about a year ago. But these kids were having so much fun, we wanted to join them. So we decided that, screw the adult thing. We're going to go out there and play just as much as them. And you know what? We had the best freaking day ever. So watching kiddos, see what they're up to. Don't do it creeper style, but at least just channel what they're doing and perhaps mimic it. Because you know what? Unfortunately in life, like I said before, a lot of us adults have forgot how to be kids. And that's one of the reasons why we're stressed. It's one of the reasons why we're burnt out. And one of the other reasons why we don't have the mobility we used to when we were younger. It's because we forgot how to play and we forgot how to move and we forgot how to move without inhibition. So I challenge you, having listened to this podcast, to go out and have a game of ball toss or go out and find a nearby park and play in the park. Go and get a BOSU ball or a jump rope, if that's your thing, or a hula hoop and try it out. And leave me some comments and let me know what your reaction was and how it felt. Because I'm guaranteeing that for at least, if you do it for at least 5 minutes, you are going to forget about all your stress that you've had that day. You might be smiling or you might be frustrated at first, but at least you're going to forget about your stress for that day. You're going to move your joints, you're going to move your muscles, and you're going to feel a heck of a lot better when you're done. And if you don't feel a heck of a lot better, like maybe your body aches, that means you need to go back to my podcast before this one and work on releasing your muscles, get that mobility going, then go back to the park and play a little bit more. Then report back and let me know how you're doing. So this has been another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, trying to get you out there to channel your inner child and go have some good old-fashioned playtime. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.